been. Quality assurance performance improvement and patient safety updates.
Morning, everybody. So just a few updates, kind of to take off of what Mike shared with our SIA. A lot of great efforts that have been implemented and being maintained. And as Mike said, you know, there was a long list of items, and so we actually met a couple times, a small team of Dr. Schneider, Mike, Vicki Wheaton, Amy Lorenz, Linda Oshis, to kind of go over that list. There's so many things that we have been monitoring and auditing, and it's now become part of our practice and our culture, that those are things that we're looking at and we're reporting off and we're having discussions around. And I think in my time here, just over a year, it's become our normal practice, which is great to see, because we know it's expected. We open discussion. We want there to be comfort in discussion where we bring these things up. We did identify a few other areas when we met last week, actually, of areas of focus. So I'm currently working on putting a summary together on that, on areas we want to focus on, and do we have a plan for that? And so we will continue to meet. That will be integrated into our QAPI, Patient Safety Committee, EOC Committee, any applicable committees. We want to continue to bring that information forward and have that communication dispersed. So more to come on that. Couple other areas as we look at end of year. We had a lot of PI projects that were happening, a lot of great efforts within the hospital and the community side. Couple projects that we worked on in the summertime, so around the June, July-ish, were surrounding the panic alarm process. And then the other being patient food allergies and the process surrounding there. So there's been a lot of work. I know at the last meeting in November, I gave some updates on the food allergy process improvements. So we met last week, Larry, our dietitian, myself, Peter from Aramark, and Blair, our nurse manager. So we're coming back. You know, we want to kind of close the loop on these processes, right? So we want to look at what we implemented, how we're monitoring it, come back and look at our data again and look at, do we need to tweak things? Is it working? Is it not? Are there other changes we have to make? So we're kind of doing a little bit of that right now. And though, again, all of that is integrated. A lot of our, as any of you guys know, that are part of QAPI and patient safety, many things overlap. We talk about a lot, some of these same things, because they are both appropriate for those committees. So just doing that evaluation piece, and I will provide updates, you know, as we move along here in the next few months, if we are tweaking any changes to our processes. But again, it's all very much integrated into our QAPI process. So any questions or any specifics or feedback on our QAPI? Again, there's been just so much improvement and so much forward movement. And even our surveyors during our CMS survey could not say enough about the team and this, just the changes that have been made and how phenomenal where we came from and where, you know, our path forward. So kudos and shout out to the team, you know, the entire team, because it is a team effort. So questions or okay. Thank you.